Okay, let me start roll call then. From WBAI, Jack Devine. Jack, I did not hear you. From KAOS, Jose Gutierrez. Jose, I do not hear you. Okay, from KPFT, Wally James.
Here.
Wally is present. Thank you. And from KPFA, Philip Maldari. Looking. What does that mean?
Digo, más bien, pues nunca salió. Más bien, ¿cómo no? Eso es malo. Podría haberle dado una ayuda rápida, una sugerencia rápida de eso, porque, como le digo, yo en realidad empecé desde cero en la cuestión de los de carros.
Okay. Can you put yourself on mute? I want to do roll call, please. Philip Maldari from KPFA, I do not hear you. Okay, from WPFW, Thomas O'Rourke.
Present.
Thomas is present. From KPFK, Lydia Brazon. Lydia Ponce. I'm sorry.
Present.
Hello.
Lydia is present. Okay, from WPAI, Ralph Pointer.
Present.
Ralph is present.
Hello.
All right, from KPFK. Or somebody, y'all mute your phone. If it's Raymond or Oscar, y'all mute your phone. Let me get this roll call done. See, Lawrence from KPFK.
Aire caliente.
Okay, all right, we are on the stream. Oscar, Otis just confirmed by text. Okay, and Nancy Sabar and I, tell me from KPFT, I am present. And Sharon Salon from WBAI.
Ahorita pues ya captó el electrónico, pero todavía está.
Ah, Sharon is present. Good. KPFA, Frank Sterling.
No, nada más puro cable.
Frank, I do not hear you. From KPFA, Tom Borges.
Tom is here.
Tom is here. Yay. Okay, KPFK, Harvey Wasserman.
I'm here.
Thank you, Harvey. Here. All right, from KPFT, Sandy Wyman. Sandy, I do not hear you. Okay, we got it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Wow, one more than Corp. Thank you, everybody, and the ones that are really busy and got to go, thank you for coming. We also have, I would like to ask, we have a visitor, Oscar Ulloa, and he's from KPFK, a board member there, and his motion that he introduced to the programming committee, National Programming Committee, last year, we are going to maybe vote on it this time. So is it okay if we allow Oscar to be a special guest, advisory guest today? Is there any objection? Who's talking? If somebody's talking, please mute yourself. Is there any objection? Okay, I don't hear any objections, and I really would like him on while we discuss this. Okay, let's go to... Who is talking?
It's Oscar. It's Oscar. Oscar, mute yourself.
Oscar, mute, por favor. I think he heard me. Okay. All right. We've done roll call. All right. I want to make minutes. I'm sorry, the minutes are not ready, but we did not have quorum at the last meeting, I can say. But we did do public comments for about 1 hour, and hopefully that will get posted later on. Let's see, number four now. Agendas, motions to work on. Okay, does anyone object to the first one I put, Pacifica in the Streets team? Hearing no objections, excuse me? Oscar! Okay, let me can somebody text Oscar and ask him to mute?
I'll text Oscar.
Thank you. And we are muting. I mean, he doesn't need to mute, but he needs to be quiet and speak when we're doing this. Pacifica in the Streets team. Okay, I will read it for the audience. Whereas, in order for a state, this is a breaking news motion, all right? And we've been working on it last year, and I think it's almost ready to go, but we'll see. Whereas, in order for a station's breaking news to be timely, be it resolved, the PNB Programming Committee recommends that each station's management organize, if not already, a volunteer Pacifica in the Streets team with a list of the team and their contact info shared among the teams, and the list placed in the control room, allowing the programmer to verify the Pacifica in the Streets team members before allowing a 1 to 2 minute breaking news broadcast with the permission of the IPD or the IGM. Also, a breaking news telephone number for listeners to use to report to the Pacifica in the Streets team, which shall be posted on the station website and announced in a cart by students. With the cards updated weekly with different students' voices. Okay. Are there any questions or, you know, additions or subtractions to this motion? Oscar! 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 I don't think he can hear me. Okay. Maybe he's muted. I don't know. So, I would like to have input, please, especially the people who were not on last year. This is to start a breaking news team, and it's called Pacifica in the Streets. I put the word team. We could put crew. Tom, you're from KPFA, and I believe y'all already have some sort of program like this. Can you input about it? I mean, about as it compares with what we've written. Tom?
Hello, everybody. I'm so sorry. For some reason, I have a Bluetooth adapter on my radio, and I was trying to speak, and I couldn't hear you, or for some reason, it was not working properly.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Oh, good. Okay, I had asked Tom if he could input about this. Tom, are you there?
I'm here.
Could you input about the breaking news team y'all have at KPFA?
I'm not aware of it, to tell you the truth.
Oh, okay. Unfortunately, Frank, I could not get contact with him. All right, Oscar, yes, do you have something to say about this motion where we have... Were you able to see it? I sent it to the boards, the five boards. Oscar? Were you able to see the motion?
No, I didn't. I didn't get anything out.
Okay, I sent it to all the LSBs, so I'm going to send again to you.
Okay. Yeah. But I'm pretty much kind of familiar with most of the language when I was participating, and in the end is something that for members that may or may not have seen in action a couple of times here in Los Angeles. I was in the middle of the social movement process, and also some immigrant rights marches. And while we were on the meeting, we were able to kind of have the feeling of the sentiment of what we want to do, which is some people have referred almost like as you mentioned, Andy, like a breaking news, men on the street, which is something that, seems to be lacking at this point and for a long, long time. Even when you have your news team on the station, the fact that we don't have a direct contact with the communities and on the stuff that is happening at that moment, that it could be really, really important for the audience, for the listenership, and especially for those who are always, fighting for social justice and for all kinds of rights of our communities. I think this Pacific on the streets or every particular station on the street to have volunteers to pretty much deputize people who are interested on bringing whatever is happening on the streets to organize, which is, I think that the motion is so far, you know, working up to, you know, the details. But in general, yeah, I'm really proud to be part of this, and hopefully we can convince enough management people, persons, to put it in place, because it's something that is really needed. And also, it will help us save the station. When people know from communities will know that we are with them, and we are part, and we want to be part of the community, of course, hopefully we'll get more subscribers, we'll get more money. So pretty much, it should be a win-win. So that's why I'm so passionate about this thing. Thank you very much.
Okay. I added something, or we added something at the end of it, that was not there, Oscar, when you were there. And I'd like everybody just to pay attention to the ending part where, now, no breaking news will be allowed unless the PD or the GM approve it. So it's not like, without control. It will be controlled. Okay, next is the part of it will be posted. In other words, there will be a telephone number for listeners to report in some kind of news. And I've seen this on, I think it's KPFK. Isn't that right? It shows the telephone number and the email and a text number. Or is that KPFA? I can't remember which. No, I think it's KPFK. Yeah, it's Los Angeles. And they have a way where a member sent me an email about this, saying, you know, have a number where the listeners can call in and tell some kind of breaking news. It might be the same news as the station. I'm not sure. But anyway, and it should be posted where we're welcoming news from the listeners. Of course, that will be vetted by the program director or the program general manager. And then this should be posted on the station website or announced in a cart, and announced in a cart. And the cart should be done by students. And then every week have a different student's name, voices. That gives us a connection with the students to make a cart about the input and the existence of the Pacifica in the streets team. How does that? Do we have some programmers here like Wally and Lawrence and almost a little bit Harvey? Harvey is a program. I don't know if he's still on.
No.
What do y'all think about this? Please comment. Who wants to go? I thought I heard Thomas. What do y'all think about that? Is this necessary or it's not necessary? Come on, somebody. Oh, fine.
Thomas, Zach.
Yes, Thomas, go ahead.
Well, it struck me as, comparable to something like an anonymous tip line. If you have a program to handle them, that's fine. Breaking news, and we're not confusing the two, right? Breaking news and then anonymous tips or whistleblowers, these are two separate things, right?
They're separate.
Clearly, right. Regarding the breaking news, we should say that if a station has a news director, that they would be the first, line of okaying it, because, some stations do have news directors. And that would be their alley, up their alley. But I'm sure as soon as something like this comes down to the station management and LSBs, every one of them's going to ask, okay, what are the resources to do it? Where has this been done first? And I think we know that Berkeley has, and Franklin, I've heard him speak about the apprenticeship program they've had that's been going on for years, and it's changed over the years. But that's, you know, sort of related to it in terms of training people and that sort of thing. But because typically some of these stations, their new, I think BAI's news department is all volunteer. There's no, no one paid for it. Is that right, Ralph or Sharon? I think you would know. So every, you know, every station is going to see this as, you know, maybe aspirational. But, you know, what are we going to say in terms of, you know, how do we help them, actually implement? I'm done.
Okay, I'd like to repeat something that Janine Etter from KPFA, she told the committee last year when she was on that they get a lot of their tips from listeners just calling in and reporting something. Then I said, then what is the process? She said, and she said, well, whatever they report in, these listeners, they give it to the one of two people, the program director and another, I think one is daytime, one is nighttime. Anyway, they have some two people that are in charge of the authorization of releasing that kind of news. Okay, you know what? I'm going to cut this part off and just keep it a breaking news without the breaking news telephone number. We'll do this some other time because we got everything out until also a breaking news telephone number, which I added. I'm going to take that off. So anyway, we just started. And I will, the motion will remain the same and until up to the, let's see, let's see, in a 1 to 2 minute breaking news broadcast with the permission of the IPB or the OPA. Okay, and then that will be the end. So anything else I added, also a breaking news telephone number, because somebody told me about that, and we don't have that at the KPFT because we don't have we only have one telephone number and it's taking money, not taking comments. Okay. So is everyone happy with this, or they feel we should work on it a little more? We've got 13 more minutes before we go into public comment. Anybody else want to comment? Does anyone feel like, you know, we should wait a little longer on this? Come on, give me your opinion. Shall I read it again? Okay, I'm not hearing anything.
Once more, Nancy, read the last draft you have.
Okay.
Please.
One more time. Okay, here we go. Whereas, in order for a station... Somebody's making noise. Try to mute. Whereas in order for a station's breaking news to be timely, be it resolved, the PNB Programming Committee recommends that each station's management organize, if not already, a volunteer Pacifica Industries team with a list of the team and their contact information shared among the team and the list placed in the control room, allowing the programmers to verify the Pacifica Industries members before allowing a 1 to 2 minute breaking news broadcast with the permission of the IPD or the ICM. Okay, we did not have any objections to this so far of this part, and this is the way it sort of remained since last year. Shall we pass this?
Nancy, a quick comment. This is Oscar from KPFA. That addition of the telephone number for the public, I think that's definitely kind of breaks a little bit the idea, which is to have somebody vetted. And for what I know, a lot of board operators will be uneasy on taking, a non-either listener calls regarding that issue. For them, it seems to be, you know, more comfortable to know that whoever he calls with to report any kind of issue or any kind of incident or whatever it needs to be reported for them to be more secure having that list that you mentioned on the control room. Okay, this person is somebody that is properly vetted, and that way I would think that at some point, you know, knowing the quality of each person, because of course it will be somebody who might be more active than others, will be somebody really, really reliable and somebody you don't have to worry about either bad content or not properly vetted or, you know, bad word, you know, something that have to put a little bit more attention. So, yeah, I think that portion that you added regarding having that phone number for the public in general, I think it might be cause a problem for a lot, especially for board operators, on my opinion.
Thank you for your input. And we decided, no, we're not going to do that. So the motion will end with the 1 to 2 minute break of this broadcast with the permission of the IPD and IGM. So anything further about the breaking telephone number for listeners, that's off the motion now. That will not be included. I just came up with that. Somebody asked me about it. Okay, Oscar?
Yeah, excellent. Thank you so much.
Okay, good. So are there any objections?
Nancy, Thomas.
Yes, Thomas.
Well,
I think this needs some, I think it needs more bones in terms of justifying sort of this attitude to breaking news, that it needs to be, you know, that somehow if something's happening right away, they need to be told about it right away. Some stations don't have a news department, Nancy. How do they do this without a news department or without, you know? And so that's why I refer to it as being aspirational. At the same time, it's, you know, this immediacy thing that you're going for with breaking news as a, you know, and you go into weeds of how, you know, a reporter would get on the air by, you know, with this reference to the engineers in the booth. But, you know, how important is that versus having, if, you know, if you want to create a program that is relying on anonymous tips, that's a different kind of a program. That's a, you know, an investigative program, which is, you know, requires more than just a phone number. You need to have people that, you know, the word vetted was talked about, and those kinds of things, tips have to be vetted if they're going to be turned into a news story. So, like I said, I think the breaking news is fine within the context of a news program at a station or a news, a news department. Otherwise, if they don't have any regular news, how is this going to ever be implemented? They need to have some structure already, and we know some stations do, but like I said, doesn't BAI not have anyone except, you know, their volunteers? You know, Houston is the same. LA and Berkeley seem to have the biggest. I know our news department in DC is basically 2.5 people, 2.5 full-time positions.
Yes.
Well, yeah. our place at BAI, I don't know if we would really have the infrastructure to really check these things out before they are aired at this particular point, because our staffing is so limited. Right now, we have people doing several jobs at one time. So I don't know. You know, it's a great idea, But the mechanism to make it work is problematic for us.
If I may, this is Oscar Yo again.
Go ahead.
I think those points, and probably it will be
my water dish.
Looks like there's a bunch of noise in the background.
You can get some of the dirt over it. Sharon,
can you mute, please?
Yes, thank
Oscar,
you.
Yeah. Oscar, go ahead.
Yeah. And it's great to actually hear, you know, the questions, the very basic questions that arise from, hey, how are we going to implement this thing? And one of the things that we noticed immediately, it was always those two things that at some point might need ways of thinking that we need to kind of a refresh right now into the programming, which everybody thinks or everybody feels, programmers, I as one myself, to have the humility to accept that we need to change ways as are right now, to look at things in a different way. And in this case, it should be a collective, presentation on. The idea is not to steal, let's say, 2 minutes or 3 minutes of airtime to a program, to a regular program, you know, that is running and in a particular time, but that those 3 minutes are part of the whole community, because in the end, the radio airways, and especially Pacifica, belong to the community. And it will need to take a little of, presenting the whole plan as a plus, not a minus. Who knows? Maybe that particular point, it could be also a point of conversation if you have a live program. Maybe somebody who pre-recorded a show, it will be something to figure out a way. But the idea in general, is a big picture, is at any moment in time when we one of the better person, somebody who is who knows how the program works, the system works, the Pacifica on the street works, he will be able to figure out himself, okay, this is a good time to do this, or I can wait, you know, until the next top of the hour, or to the next break, and of course, I mean, but in general, I'll make the promise that I'll get as much as I can of the big picture plan and how can be implemented, the plan is there, is just in some issues we're gonna have to fight a little bit against the way that it always has been, you know, where a programmer thinks that the show belongs to him, and whichever minutes 28 or whatever time allowed to him,
dollars to the stack,
personal programming, it's all property. No, the airways are property of the community. That's kind of the general idea, and I'll try to put the points into a more writing form so I can make more sense. But in general, that's the idea, to kind of take back a little bit of the airtime for the community.
Lawrence to the stack.
Okay, Lawrence.
Yeah. So there's breaking news, and then there's news. If you're gonna bet something, that's not breaking news. Breaking news is, I actually had an experience in L.A. during the when the cops and the sheriff's department came into a park, started running over people, and then started firing rubber bullets. Well, there was nobody from KPFK there to cover that story. I called into the station, and they said, well, we can't put that on the air right now. That's breaking news. Because it was actually breaking and it did not need to be verified. Now, if something needs to be verified, then that becomes a story. I mean, I'm not a journalist, and Harvey could probably speak better to this than I can. I'm not a journalist, but I know if you're going to vet something, it's because you're going to air it later on. So there's two things, I think, on the floor here. One thing is, what is breaking news?
And breaking news is when it's actually happened and when you have to break in order to report what's happening. Like the story where many people got injured and where many pro-migrant activists and people got run over by motorcycles by the sheriff's department at MacArthur Park out here in L.A., and somebody called into the station to the switchboard because I had the number to the switchboard. So I called into the and what I was told, I'm not going to mention any names. The phone was given to somebody that was doing a show at the time, and they refused to break in. They said, well, that's not breaking news for us. And so, again, that's what I think that's what breaking news is. And when actually something is happening, when people are getting their heads beat in by the sheriff's department and by the LAPD and are being fired on with rubber bullets, I got hit with a rubber bullet. There was a class action lawsuit. All of that could have been, the breaking news could have led to an extensive story. So I think you got things that have to be vetted, news that has to be vetted, stories that have to be vetted. Then you have breaking news that actually requires for an interruption in what's on the air in order to provide that breaking story. So that's just my personal experience in the streets. In regard to having been a stringer when KPFK had a news department at the time, and I was a volunteer stringer, and I used to capture some news, and then the news department would decide whether it was worth airing or not. So there's two different things. There's things that are actually breaking news, right? And then there's things that it needs to be vetted, which I think becomes a story that has to be aired later on. There's something that's breaking, it's breaking. That's as far as I know, that's what breaking means. That you break in. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Anybody else? Okay, I think we're not ready
Thomas.
To pass it. Thomas, okay, go ahead.
And my point exactly, Lawrence, and I'm glad you sort of clarified that, but if you have a breaking news program or, you know, a policy, but don't have a news department that could, you know, after the announcement, you know, you make an announcement at 12 noon that there's a cop riot happening somewhere in the city, you know, if you don't sort of have a regular news delivery period sometime during the day or night, you know, that follows up, you know, what are you doing? The breaking news is sort of just a signal to people to know about it, but if they don't hear a follow up on the same station, seems to me that's, you know, you're putting the cart before the horse. You need to have a structure that can use both, you know, that does something regularly as we all aspire to for all our stations, you know, regular news delivery, and that can incorporate public affairs, or excuse me, breaking news. And, you know, and immediate, you know, community warnings and liaisons, or this demonstration is happening, you know, in the next hour. It could be used for many things, you know, breaking news, but seems to me you need a structure that incorporates it as part of your overall plan. Does that make sense?
Okay. Go ahead. Finish. Thomas, are you finished?
That doesn't make sense to me, no. Thomas. You completely distorted what I was saying.
I distorted it? I didn't mean to. I'm sorry.
Okay. All right. You know what? We're gonna wait till the next meeting, and not wait. I think we need to reach out to other programmers and get some input. And I would like to say KPFT has suffered, but not being able to be in the station and do anything really live except the executions and Democracy Now. That's it. Everything else is pre-recorded. But like the other day, it was a catastrophe, and they said boil water in such and such area. Do not drink it without boiling it. And then we had. This is several years ago. Oh, big chemical explosion. Stay away. Close your windows. Stay away from such and such area. The children in that school have are inside the school. You should not come to pick them up. They're being, you know, kept in the school with the windows closed. Anyway, something that will help warn the people needs to be said, and then maybe if it's, as Oscar said, by a team that's been sort of known to the program director and the general manager, and have some rules made, like we ought to take a video and send the video to the station to give more backing. But this is like not on a certain time, and this is not by paid staff. This is a volunteer breaking news team. So they're all worked together. Okay, I think we'll wait on this to the next meeting. Please get some input. I'm happy to hear all the input we got here today. I think we did a good job, and it's now time for public comment. We didn't get to the whistleblower motion for the whistleblower show, and we didn't get to the Sharon's motion for a station programming committee, which is really, really important. We must get it started. Only two stations have it, WPFW and KPFK. So we need to get the other three stations started, and I think that will help us, our programming, to help the programmers improve their show, help promote their show, be more of a team instead of, like, looked upon as, you're micromanaging. What do you have to say? No, it's not like that. We want to improve our shows. Okay. I think we're going to go to public comment. Do we have a public comment person? There was one. Hello, public comment. Anybody with public comment? Speak. Unmute yourself. Oh, my. Nobody called. Well, there was one person, Raimondo. Are you there?
I am.
Okay. Speak. You have the floor.
Not with all that racket going on.
Yes. Whoever is making that noise, can you mute your phone? But I think one of our participants is joining by Bluetooth and cannot mute. Oh, I don't understand the device. Just try to speak loudly, Raimondo. Go ahead.
And just a few more there.
No.
Who's talking?
And,
I'll just get pitched.
Yep.
Thomas, is that you speaking with a Thomas-like voice? Y'all mute if you can. Okay, Raimondo, please try. Let's carry on. We want to hear what you have to say. You're the first one.
I'm a listener of KPFK and a supporter of the station, and I happen to believe that Lawrence Reyes is set it on just right in terms of breaking news, whatever you want to call it. We need stringers who have some relationship with the station. They can be deputized as volunteers. And I believe that most of what we're talking about are demonstrations that either turn bad or good, depending on your point of view, but that something other than the demonstration occurs during the demonstration, and that would occasion a news break. Hello?
Yes?
That would occasion a news break. But if it has to go through levels of management, I don't think that'll ever happen. Because most of the time, you don't have those people available. And I'm not talking about COVID. I'm talking about a comparative normal. And they're not sitting there waiting or doing a job, frankly. Also, I don't think you need it. What you need, besides a police scanner, which is a piece of equipment that is not that expensive, is a group of people who either intend to be part of a demonstration and know what to do when it becomes more than a demonstration. And that I don't think that has anything to do with whistleblowing or someone calling the station and saying they've been harassed. No, I don't think so. You're talking about a much more organized set of stringers who have gone to a demonstration, whether, well, and that's where we are on the street. And if we don't get around to doing that, we are never going, in my judgment, to become relevant. I hate that word. But it's the life that it brings to a special radio station like KPFK. And if KPFK can't do what Lawrence just described, then we are NPR on the left. And not very far on the left. And thank you very much for the time.
Oh, come anytime. Give your comments. Thank you. Did I say it right? Raimondo?
Well, it's Raymond, but Raimondo is just as good.
Okay. Raymond or Raimondo. Thank you. I very much appreciate. Do we have any other public comment here? I don't hear anybody. Y'all unmute if you want to say something. Okay, we did not have enough publicity about this public comment time, and most of Pacifica is not doing it. This is the second time we've done it on a national committee. So,
Chair?
Yes, Chair.
This is Lawrence. So I have to go. So is there going to be any votes or anything?
No, we're just into public comment. We might go back and discuss the other motions if no other public comment shows up. We have just the other two is the whistleblower special and the programming committee at the station.
All right, so I got to go. I got about a half an hour drive, and I'm going to be late, so I'm sorry.
Uh-huh.
I got
to go. Oh, no. Okay.
But, Raymond, thank you for the public comment, man.
You're welcome.
Yes.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you, Blanche. Okay. Well, we have, I think, Oscar may be still there. I'm not sure. And Raimondo. So we've got, we lost Lawrence, but we've got two other people here from the public. That's nice. Okay. Let me, well, this time is for public comment. We don't, would anybody here would like to say something? About what shall we do with the rest of our time, which was for public comment, but we only have one person who wanted to comment. Do you want to discuss the next motion, the whistleblower motion? Hello? Here we are. Now we've got 17 more minutes. All right.
Yeah, let's continue.
Okay. Okay, let's talk. And Raymond, I hope you can stay on, and Oscar, I hope you can stay on. The whistleblower special, or a substitute show, not a scheduled show. It's like a surprise attack. You know, we don't mention it, and we don't have it on the grid. Okay, whereas the community, such as nurses, veterans, teachers, police, and other workers, need a way for whistleblowers to air their stories safely, sometimes with the protection of anonymity. Oh, I don't know. I think I misspelled that word. Be it resolved that the PNB Programming Committee recommends that a card be aired asking for written whistleblower testimonies, even anonymously, to be vetted by a volunteer collective which shall research each case and select the testimony to be read or spoken, disguised by technology if desired, or by the whistleblower. And a panel of expert guests can opine, they can give their opinion, with all voices disguised if desired. And callers can call in and opine, and after the show has aired, there shall be a cart aired for 1 week informing the date and time of the archive show so listeners can search the archives and for this unexpected special. And the show shall be put on the audio port for use by the Pacifica Network, which is, you know, 5 stations and 230 affiliates. So does anyone think we need to add something or subtract something or change something that you've got on your mind right now? Okay, I don't hear anything.
Let me just ask a question regarding this, because it sounds like the whistleblower, like we know the whistleblower is coming on at a certain point and is on a certain program, so all this is pre-planned?
Oh, yes, pre-planned, because if they if they want to have their voices disguised, it will have to be done a pre-record, just the part where they're speaking.
Okay, how are the shows selected for the whistleblower?
By the collective, the volunteers.
Huh?
Yes. The whistleblower show collective shall go case by case, each one that's submitted, and decide which one that they research it and decide which one they want to present.
So that particular person's show, when they present it, is being preempted by the whistleblower show?
Well, not necessarily. It's a substitute for a substitute show, like somebody has to go on vacation or is sick and can't be there. It's not a scheduled show.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe some programmer might be interested, a public affairs program might be interested in becoming part of the whistleblower collective and, you know, say, use my spot. This is a good segment for my show or maybe for the entire show. So it's not a forced position on the schedule. So it's not going to kick anybody's show off. And it'd be used I think COVID Race and Democracy show was used as a substitute last year. But this year it has a firm place on KPFK's Wednesday, I forgot which, morning or afternoon. So this is not, we want it to be sort of a surprise, because we don't want people in the parking lot ready to attack the programmers that are going to do it. So we don't want a certain slot on the grid, or even a once a month or a once in 2 months show. We don't want the public to know, because that's not good to, we should have protection for our programmers. I mean, I say this because we had in the early 80s, the civil wars in Nicaragua. We had a show that was half Spanish, half English. They were reporting from the war front. And sometimes they had red paint all over their cars when they went out. It was said kill, kill, kill in red ink. And somebody punched a hole in the canvas of one's Jeep. So we don't want that. We don't want people to know. So that's why there is an added, since it's a sudden presentation, and nobody knows about it, then later a cart will play. If you want to hear the whistleblower show, go to such and such date at such and such time, and it'll be there. But not announced before for safety.
Nancy?
And this is yes, who's that?
Raymond.
I can't recognize the voice.
Raymond.
Is that Ralph? Oh, Raymond. Oh, go ahead. Yes, go ahead.
That is not a whistleblower. That we knew about the uprisings, war in the Triangle and in Nicaragua before anyone called the station to inform us. I fear that retribution for such a show is inevitable. I would hope not, but it may be. But it's newsworthy, I mean the item, and it has to be, as you said, fully vetted. But I suspect that we're talking about two different things. If somebody calls up and says, I've been raped, well, that's a story, but there's a good deal of background before it's worthy of the news, unless it's the mayor. And then it could be humor. Anyway, forgive me for that. But the coverage of conflagrations, I believe, should be part of our news responsibility, period. And that, you know, that's just part of news. It just is not a whistleblowing incident that has to be studied. And believe me, if it's of great import, there are going to be lawyers and other media and a bunch of stuff that could be very interesting. I mean, that's more like a Ralph Nader story than a whistle, in my judgment, than a whistleblower. But I don't mean to dump on whistleblowers. I think that there should be, if they're interested in KPFK, a way for them to communicate to KPFK. But that's a long way from that to a show, whether it's 10 minutes, 15 minutes, or half an hour. And frankly, those have best been done by Pacifica during a war or some conflagration that no one had the guts to call a war. And the other way it's been done is to pick up on a story that what initiated with a whistleblower, not to us, but a news person has a belief that it's worthy of broadcast time. And then you have a professional, whether they are paid or not. I mean, at this business about volunteers, yeah, a volunteer can be a professional. And at KPFK, it's almost necessary. But that's just as legitimate as a whistleblower event, even though you find it on the 34th page of the New York Times. It's bringing it to someone's attention. But I do believe that the idea is sound, but very different from a war stringer or a conflagration stringer. Thank you.
Thank you, Raimondo. Yes, I agree. I should not comment. Does anyone else have a comment? Okay, any criticism? Or any, I know Sharon was really concerned about whether it's a fib or it's a real story. And so this would be up to the quality of the researching and selection by the collective.
Okay. This is Tom. Try and contact Franklin and become more knowledgeable about this.
Yes, I wish Franklin had been here today. Sterling. This is a way that we become really gripping, right?
Well, it'll bring the membership up, too, if we can get the news departments all wondering. It would also help if we had a national news director. We had one until 72 when KPFA fired her. She was an ace news director. She got a KPFI reporter into North Vietnam during the Vietnam War. Back in the late 60s and stuff, of which we won multiple yearly news awards. That's the way the news department used to be within Pacifica. that I grew up with.
Oh, makes my mouth water. And on KPFT, we hardly hear anyone. We had only one programmer who would report about the war front in all the different countries that were having wars. Only one programmer. So some programmers would make, you know, invite someone who's reporting something, but we never had we only had one programmer who would just say, hey, we're in such and such country, and we're in this country, and we're killing in that country, and, Okay. Yes? Who is that?
A&I and K used to have ace news departments. They all won multiple news awards yearly up into the middle 70s.
Well, we got to think of how to get it back on volunteer, because we just don't have, you know, we cannot be affording salaries and insurance and benefits and all that, and the union, and we can't do that. We've got to go back to grassroots, rolling up our sleeves and getting out there ourselves if we don't have. And we don't. We don't have a
news department. Yeah. News departments used to maintain the membership. That needs to happen again.
I think KPFA must have the best news department, right?
Well, it's got, yeah, of what's remaining, that's true.
At KPFT, we have two people, three that do a once-a-week show, and the manager has kind of repeated it here and there. Three volunteers. And it's all local news, everything local. Okay. Do you want to sit on this a little further? Because we're not really in a proper meeting setting with everybody informed that we're going to vote. So we cannot vote on this. But shall we go to the next one, or do you want to stay on this a little long? Let's see, what time is it? We've got about 3 minutes left. Well, we can go further, but I think everybody has other things they need in their plans. Raimondo, thank you very much for coming. Wow, that was wonderful. You sound like a former programmer or a communications teacher. A former?
Yeah.
Well, that's what we need. We need to hear from elders, and we need to invigorate the youngsters. Okay, I will say just a few things about this local programming committee that we need to get at the three stations that do not have one. And Sharon made this this motion, and so y'all look at it during the when you have time. A lot of things there. She's put, like, we need to do many things, but provide oversight over the station's programming. And it's sort of open, you know, people who want to be on the programming committee can, and people who don't want to be don't have to. I mean, it's not an elected committee. How programming needs are determined, how shows and programmers are selected, what programming agreements are made. She's got a lot of questions here. How shows are scheduled and preempted, and how programmers are educated and supported. How program success is measured and evaluated, how listener feedback is obtained. Yeah, I would like to know, how can the listener call in and say what they want or their comment, or send it, you know, they need to be told they can send it to the LSB to relay it to the programming committee, or the programming committee has their own listserv where people, the public, can directly communicate. Programming decisions, how they're... Grievance. How are they challenged? How are they appealed? This is and then the general manager, or if there's no, I mean, the program director, if this, there is no program director, then the general manager needs to be showing up at those meetings and, you know, collective, expand the collective information, and only they know what's happening, how things, to answer these questions. I think also we should try to include a liaison with the schools and the teachers, and for the purpose of bringing in students, their voices, making segments, or even recording station IDs. We could even have middle school and elementary kids recording station IDs. So we need to have that job to form a liaison with the school teachers. And I'm sure there's a lot of other points. We have not discussed this motion very much.
Nancy,
anybody
tell them about that.
Yeah, Thomas, go ahead.
I was going to say, we have in D.C., after many public affairs programs, a 10-second cart saying, you know, if you agree, if you like this program or otherwise, you know, and like to comment on it, you know, there's an email that's provided. I think it's like, you know, info@wpfw.org, something like that. But I got to say this, having been a member of the program committee there, I know our chairman has been requesting, we've requested of management and the, whoever manages that email address, you know, to see the comments, and it's been like pulling teeth. It's been so strange that they resisted it, because it was, first it was, you know, a plea of we're not organized to do it, and then later it's something about, you know, they always will say privacy as a reason to withhold, you know, comments made by private individuals to the station on their programming. So I just, you know, I just wonder if anyone else has experienced that. Hopefully we'll finally make a breakthrough and be able to read the comments. But I could say that's been our experience in D.C. We've been asking Donna Grimes, chair of our program committee, could vouch for that if you wanted to contact her. In any case, that's all. Thank you.
Anybody else? Anybody else have this problem? We've had it, KPFT.
At KPFK, we ran into a slightly different problem in trying to populate that committee, because the LSB decided as a matter of policy that non-LSB members were limited in number to one less than the membership from the LSB. And we couldn't even elect a chairperson. Now we have, finally. But, you know, beware. LSBs may not like that much help with programming.
Well,
yeah.
This committee makes motions to send to the PNB. And if the PNB passes them, it becomes policy.
But if the committee is only populated by two LSB members and limited, therefore, to one non-LSB member, that's not a thriving committee.
Yes.
Sounds like the United States Senate.
At least one side of that aisle.
Yeah.
I'm aware of that rule at KPFK. But, okay, we're the programming committee. We've got to do the most important job, improve our product. Otherwise, we will die.
Raymond Thomas, just to respond, the reason that rule doesn't make any sense to me, besides its obvious, you know, just sort of stifling volunteer enthusiasm and energy, is the program committee of any LSB is just an advisory committee to them. They have to, anything they pass, you know, they have to then send to the LSB, and it's up to them to take it up or debate it, turn it down. So, you know, it's still going to be the LSB's ultimate decision, even if, non-LSBers, you know, sort of had more weight in, you know, in weighing in than, you know, it just doesn't make any sense.
I fully agree.
Yeah.
And that and 10 cents will get you a very small cup of coffee.
Right.
Well, our committee, we can move to nullify that resolution because it's an LSB resolution. Anything the PMB moves, passes, approves, it can undo what was done at a LSB. And I have seen that done, yeah, like a year ago at our station. One chair wanted to remove six staff board members from the LSB and did it, you know, because the majority went along with it, and then the PMB had to spend a lot of time to say, no, you put those people back on the board.
I would urge at this point against escalating the issue, and perhaps some PNB member could discuss it with the chairman of our LSB. Because it, you know, escalating it is just going to make factions, and we have plenty of factions.
Yeah.
But
yes, I know
it is a silly rule.
Yes. It's control. It's for control. And the person who made that,
and that,
that motion is left. It's not on the LSB anymore at KPFK.
Well, it is now. And I think the LSB could probably be dissuaded.
You mean change it?
Yes. But
yes.
I'm not the one to do that.
Yes. Okay. Any other comments?
Yeah, Tom's going to have to drop off. I'll send you some stuff about the previous quality of the of the news departments from, I mean, it's a lot of history, but it'll certainly bring your spirits up of what used to exist.
Well, that would be good. And then we should continue to, not just our programming committee, but this is important information for all five stations, LSBs and volunteers. Okay, I want to say one thing that we passed last February, I believe, was a listserv at each station. The managers are supposed to maintain or design or put together where all the programmers and management can cross-talk with each other, a listserv. And I don't know if it's been done at your station. Could y'all please check to see if it's been done?
It hasn't been done at KPFK.
Oh, not. Oh, that's too bad. Okay, thank you. So I would like the committee to be thinking about adding to that listserv the LSB. So all volunteer hands are in one place where they can see what the other programmers, the other LSB, the other management, what they're saying. And instead of these stupid listservs, it goes from manager to the programmer or programmer to the manager. It's one-way conversation. Now, we need to have that listserv enforced at each station so all the programmers and the management can see what each other is thinking, because how many times does a programmer get to meet another program at a completely different day or different time or different time of the day or night? You know, some people have been volunteers for 30 years, have never seen each other. I introduced them, you know. I was amazed. They heard their shows, but they never met them, never shook hands, because lack of staff. We have a lot of problems at KPFT, lack of staff meetings. Still, I think it's at all stations, not enough staff meetings, so you can get together and communicate and create. Okay, so please think about that, because I will put it on the agenda. That's what I want. I want to add to that. We were thinking about doing it, but we went ahead and just did piecemeal, you know, manager and programmers, all programmers on the list where they can talk with each other. And I want y'all think about adding the LSB, so that's for next time.
Oscar,
Yes, whoever that is. Oscar, go ahead.
Oscar, yeah. See, I was actually a witness or part of something, this exact program, this exact problem. A few days ago, we had a communication from our intern IID, Mo Thomas, and as I responded to his message, turned out that I am not included in the KPFK program, please. That particular address, when you reply to all, turned out that I am not, and I've been in KPFK almost for 8 years as a programmer, and most recently as a delegate, and the funny thing is, I know why I'm not in that programmer's list, because our previous GM had two different sets of programmer lists, one for volunteers and one from staff, from paid staff, and one from volunteers. So the fact that you mentioned that sometimes we don't know each other is exact. It seems to be kind of like either a pattern or conscious or unconscious. Of not having all the people on the same page, and probably I think on this recent GM search that we have here in KPFK, it was one of the points that it was really really talked about when in any other instance the manager needs to know their product and whatever he's offering, and in this case or programming. And more of that, the programmers know to know what else is on the other shelf, So that will be a really great implementation in the future for whoever wants to, either turn into PD or GM to kind of make them, almost a requirement. Hey, you're going to need to spend some time with your people and knowing what everyone has to offer, and then figure out how all the people work as a team, as opposed to, as like right now, which seems like everybody is just managing their own little ship in between all the on the sea of the whole station or even the whole foundation. So that's really interesting. Hopefully we can be passed where it's obligatory to have that service is available for everyone. Thank you.
Oh, good motion for next time to put in the job description that there must be a maintained a listserv for all programmers, all volunteers, the paid and the unpaid, can communicate and know what each other's thinking. I mean, why would there not be that? And I think just political reasons or not good reasons. I can't think of a good reason. So please check with your stations if that is being built, and probably the engineer who's taking care of your listserv of your station might be the place to start. See if he has done that, and if he hasn't, maybe he has not been ordered by the manager. I know that Lydia, the ID was supposed to have told all the managers they need to do this. Yeah, and then we could make a motion to put in the job description of the GM and the PD that they have to have this kind of communication route for everybody. Okay, well, that's food for thought. Okay, we have not worked enough on this very urgent problem about National Bill of Rights for the programmers, programmers' rights. A grievance process is really important, and no one has come up with a good grievance process. One station said 3 months, and then another people said, no, 3 months not enough to turn a show around. But I do think we need to require some effort, either by a programming committee or from the general manager or program director, to improve a show before you just cut it off. We had 20 shows cut off since June 1st at KPFT. And because of, I don't know why, reasons, slowly the manager has put back 7 shows. But all of the shows that are in Spanish are still off. That we don't have one show that's speaking Spanish. It's terrible at KPFT. Well, that's another thing to talk about. Okay, so I would like to ask about the next date, July 11th. Is that good for everybody, Sunday, July 11th? And shall we continue this public comment forum for next time as well? I'm proposing. Is everybody okay with July 11th?
I second the motion.
Okay, all right. Okay, now, about the time, I think we can move back to 1:30 instead of 2 o'clock Eastern. We can go to 1:30 Eastern because the person who asked us to change it has missed 3 consecutive absences and probably will not be on this committee, so we can move back to 1:30. Is that still agreeable with everybody? 1:30 Eastern. Strong? Are you there? Did you leave already? Somebody from the East Coast, Thomas, is that okay with you? Hello? Thomas?
Sorry, I was muted. That's fine. This is Thomas. 1:30.
Okay. I'll have to ask everybody again because we're not officially supposed to be voting at this public comment time. Okay. I'm going to close, but I want to say to Raimundo or Raymond, wow, thank you. You were the only one who came for public comment. You really must care. But we did not have enough, announcements about this, but we're planning to do it because we want the listeners to tell us what they want. Thank you very much for coming.
You're very welcome.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. If you have some other friends that would like to opine or give us some comments, bring them. Tell them about it, this public comment time. Okay, are there any objections to closing our meeting? And see you next July 11th. No objections? Okay, we are adjourned then.
Okay, well, bye-bye. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody.
Yeah. All right. Good night, everyone.
Good night, everyone. Nice hearing you from you.
Good night, Oscar. Thank you.
Thank you, everybody. It's Lydia. Thank you.